In our previous year, we began a discussion about saying the same Talmudter. When should it be said? And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, and we gave the Machlokes Rishonim, and how to understand what we learned in our Gemara here on Daf Yud, Amud Aleph. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch begins, Berachas Hashanah, Tzorach Loimah, B'mois HaGishamim. We have to say, in Birchas Hashanim, in the winter, we have to say the same Talamotah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, U'maschilin Lisha Motah B'chutz Loretz. We begin to say the same Talamotah in Chutz Loretz. B'tfilas Arvis Shoyoyim Shishim Achet Kufas Tishrei. We begin saying it on the 60th day, as we explained extensively in our previous year, the 60th day from the Tkufa, V'yoyim HaTkufa B'chlal, Hu B'chlal, our Gemara had a discussion, how do we look at that 60th day? Is the 60th day already the day that we save the Saint Talmater, or is it the day that we do not yet save the Saint Talmater? So Paskins the Shulchan Aruch, that already on the 60th day, already on that day is already considered the day that we should say Saint Talmater, and continues the Shulchan Aruch, Oberet Yisrael, Maschil Lishoel, and at Yisrael, we begin to say the Saint Talmater, Zayin B'Mecheshvan. For Shalom, and continues the Shulchan Aruch, that is, we continue saying it, At Tfilas HaMincha, until Mincha shall Erev Yontav Arishin shall Pesach, until Mincha of Erev Pesach, of Erev, the first day of Pesach, U'mesham v'alak paskin l'shmoil, and then we stop to ask. Interesting to point out that the Mepharshim already discussed that we began our Masechta with discussing the halachas of Mashav Ruach Amayr Geshem, and we explained, and we spoke about this in the previous Shia Baruch Hashem, the Mashav Ruach Amayr Geshem is begun by Musaf. Here, the Shulchan Aruch clearly teaches us that when it comes to the Saint Talmater, we begin at night by Ma'ariv. Why? What? So what's the difference? So we quoted a Yerushalmi that taught us two reasons why Ma'ariv Ruach Ma'ariv Geshem is set specifically by Musaf. One is, because by Musaf, everybody's in shul, and therefore they'll hear the Shamish, the Baal Tefillah, announce that we should begin saying Mashvaruch Amayr HaGeshem, and therefore that's the right time to begin. And another reason is that we want to say Mayur HaTal as long as possible. Tal, as we learned in our Masechta, represents Bracha, and we therefore delay saying Mashvaruch Amayr HaGeshem till we could still say Mayur HaTal. Says the Gvur Sari, and the Magen Avraham, that on Yontif, we're all in shul together. So since we're all in shul together, that's why we pick the best time that we're all in shul together, which is Musaf, to start saying Mashav Ruach Amayr HaGeshem. However, when it comes to the same Talmater, which is typically probably a weekday, so we don't have this situation that we're all in shul together, so therefore we should start saying it by night. However, there's an interesting ravya. The ravya says that if somebody, the Gemara here says that we start saying the same Talmater 60 days after the Tekufa began, Tekufas Tishrei. Now the Tekufas Tishrei doesn't always begin at the very same moment. And therefore the question is, let's say it's Ma'ariv of December 5th, December 6th, whatever the year is. and it hasn't yet come to be full 60 days. Do we say the same Talamata or not? So the Ravi says that we always begin that night, even though it might not yet be the Tkufas, it may not yet be a full 60 days since we had the Tkufas Tishrei. There are Rishonim that actually disagree. And they say, if our Gemara says 60 days after the Tkufa began, we always have to follow 60 days after the Tkufa began. And if at night, at Ma'ariv, when we're down in Ma'ariv at night, it isn't yet 60 days after the Tkufa, we should indeed not yet begin saying the same, we should not yet begin saying the same Talamata. The minhag, however, is, and Mishnah Berurah quotes it here as well, that we should start saying the same Talamata 60 days after the Tekufa begins. The only nafkamina lahalocha will be is that we're going to, Mitzvashem, hopefully discuss what is the halocha if one did not say the same Talamata. Does he have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei? Where? What does he have to do? So there are many paiskim that suggest that let's say it's the Ma'ariv when you're supposed to begin start saying the same Talamata. And at that Ma'ariv, we're starting the same Talamata. We're starting to say the same Talamata, even though according to many Rishonim, we don't say the same Talamata at that time because it's not 60 days. So if at that time you didn't say the same Talamata, you would not have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei or go back to Baruch Aleinu for having not said the same Talamata. There is a discussion about different countries that are near Eretz Yisrael. What is their halacha? In other words, there's a big discussion. I saw a very interesting tshuva in the Shaios of Tshuvas Yechav Das in Simen in Chelik Beis Simen Yud Aleph. He says there are soldiers in the Israeli army who are stationed in the Golan or stationed in Eilat, where technically, those areas are not Eretz Yisrael. And the question is, when do those people say the same Talamata? So in Mitzvah Shem, we're going to discuss in our Shiurim, in general, the halacha of people who live in Eretz Yisrael but find themselves in Chutz Laaretz, or people who live in Chutz Laaretz and find themselves in Eretz Yisrael. And how in many of those circumstances they should say the same Talamata like where they live, not like where they are. But certainly people in these areas that are so close to Eretz Yisrael should say the same Talamata even though they're not technically Mamish Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel says that before the Ma'ariv, when we're going to commence saying the same Talamata, the Baal Tefillah should, the Shamus should announce that we're going to begin saying same Talamata. Actually, I saw that the Paiskim say he shouldn't even say the same Talamata. He should just say Talamata in order if you're going to be mafsik between the Ma'ariv and the Shemoneh Esrei, say as little as possible. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that just like when we start saying the same Talamata, we should make this announcement, but when we make before a Matzah Pesach, a Matzah the first day of Pesach or the second day of Pesach in Chutz Laaretz, when we begin saying the same bracha, then we shouldn't make an announcement of saying the same bracha. Because by saying that we're saying the same bracha, we're actually announcing that we're not interested in rain. So certainly in countries where rain is still needed, as we discussed and will discuss, that's not something we should be doing. But in general, rain, as we're learning in our Masechta quite extensively, represents bracha. So we don't want to speak publicly against having bracha. What about the people who say Meir Datal, Nusach Svard, that says Meir Datal, and we discussed that an announcement is made to say Meir Datal. How could you make an announcement to say Meir Datal? Isn't that also, so to speak, saying that I'm not interested in bracha? So the Mefarshim say, as we learned in our Masechta, that Meir Datal is a bracha. Tal represents bracha. And since Tal represents bracha, saying announcing Meir Datal is not considered a problem. There are Paiskim, however, that frown upon any announcement between Meiriv and Shemon Esrei. They consider it a hefsik, and therefore they suggest that we should just perhaps give a clap on the bima, and that will serve as an announcement that people should remember to start saying the same Talmater, or that somebody should daven a little quicker, and when he gets to the part of the same Talmater in the Shemon Esrei, he should say those words aloud, and by saying those words aloud, that will create that everybody will realize that they have to start saying the same Talmater. Furthermore, even though we discussed regarding Mashva Ruach HaMerit HaGeshem, that the halacha is that until it's announced, either by hearing it from the Shamis or by hearing it from the Baal Tefillah, that you're supposed to start saying the same Mashva Ruach HaMerit HaGeshem, you shouldn't do so, that halacha doesn't apply by the same Talmater. Since it's not as firm as we discussed earlier that it's said by Meiriv, not everybody is by Meiriv, and therefore the halacha that you have to make an announcement before you start saying it doesn't apply by the same Talmater like it does by Mashva Ruach and Meir HaGeshem. The Paiskim also point out that let's say you begin davening Meiriv early. You daven Meiriv early, and it's not yet the 60th day from the Tekufa in any way that you count it. Still, as soon as that Meiriv comes, that's when you start saying the same Talmater. Furthermore, as we said, even if it's not yet, the Mashag paskins this way, in Chelek Beis, Semen Mem Aleph, that even if the 60th day of the Tekufa has not yet actually come, you could already start saying the same Talmater. If on the other hand, if it's not yet the 60th day of the Tekufa, even though our minig is to start saying the same Talmater, if you skip saying the same Talmater in that Shemon Esrei, we don't have to be as strict as we normally are regarding somebody skipping the same Talmater. However, that only applies to Chutz Laretz. In Eretz Yisrael, as we learned in the Gemara and just learned in the Shulchan Aruch, the Zman for starting the same Talmater is the seventh day in Cheshvan. There's no leeway. And the halacha will be that if the first night of Zion Cheshvan, you didn't say the same Talmater, the halacha is, according to most Paiskim, you have to repeat the Shemon Esrei. There are some opinions that I saw that suggest that since we know Tefillas Arvis Rishus, so since Tefillas Arvis Rishus, we can't treat a Meiriv so strictly, the first Meiriv particularly, that if I skipped even an Eretz Yisrael, where that's certainly the Zman to say the same Talmater, by Meiriv the first time, I should have to repeat the Shemon Esrei. But I as I said, that is not the opinion of most Paiskim. There's a very nice vort that I saw from Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Somebody asked me this in the Shir. Here we're saying in our Mishnah, and the Shulchan Aruch passes this way, that we only begin saying the same Talmotor in Eretz Yisrael on Zayin Cheshvan in order to give the people a chance to get who are oil regal home and not travel in the rain. So ask Reb Shlomo Zalman, it was so worried about the people traveling in the rain, so why do we continue saying Mashavaruch Marit Hageshem until the Pesach? Shouldn't we be stop saying Mashavaruch Marit Hageshem 2 weeks before Pesach in order that the people who have to go to Oil Regel, and as we said in our previous year, the Ran's opinion is that that halacha may even apply ad even bizman hazeh, so why don't we stop saying it from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so the people who are traveling to be oil regal shouldn't have to travel in the rain? So Shlomo Zalman says a very nice teretz. He says, the people who are traveling to Eretz Yisrael, traveling to Yerushalayim for Pesach, have been accustomed to the rain all winter. Since they're accustomed to the rain all winter, they know that they need to continue wearing and being prepared for rainy weather. And therefore, even though it means that they're traveling to Yerushalayim in the rain, to Yerushalayim in the rain, they're prepared for it. However, the people who were in Yerushalayim to Sukkos, they came to Sukkos, it wasn't yet rainy. They weren't prepared for the rain. If we tell them now if it's going to start raining after Sukkos, they're not prepared for rain. And therefore, these are individuals who are not prepared for rain. They should not stop. We're more concerned about, and therefore, we don't start saying the same Talmud until 7th day in Cheshvan.